Continuing our quick consortium of international speakers who are putting forth their words of condolences to the Lady of Light, the daughter of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Lady Fatima Zahra alayhi salam. Next up, we have Brother Ali Murtaza from the Federal Republic of Nigeria. Let's go ahead and invite him with a salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
From north and south, from east and west, moving across oceans, commuting in every country, exploring every land, highlands and lowlands, searching in every nook and cranny of the seven heavens, yet couldn't find a person like Fatima bint Muhammad salamullah alayha. Salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. She was a personality out of this world. There is none like her. This is a lady whose parents had to go into seclusion for a period of 40 days and eat heavenly food before she was conceived. This is a lady who was nursed by the four most esteemed ladies, Nana Hawa, the mother of all, the Asiya, the daughter of Muzahim, Kulthum, the sister of Nabi Musa, and Maryam, the mother of Nabi Isa, alayhi salam. This is a lady who had the greatest of all teachers, her dearest father, Khayru Khalqillah, Khatamun Nabiyyin, Rahmatul Lil Alameen, Salawat ala Muhammadin wa Ali Muhammad. Who taught her divine knowledge and endowed her with special brilliance. This is a lady whom the divine aspect of human beings is perfectly manifested in. This is a lady whose divine aspect of human beings is perfectly manifested in. She is a siddiqa, one whose outstanding qualities is truthfulness and honesty. She is al-mubarakah, one who is not just filled with blessings, but also a source of abundant blessings. She is a tahira, one who is pure and chaste, one whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept uncleanness from, along with the Ahlul Bayt. She is a zakiyah, one with a soul who's attained the highest level of spirituality. She is Ar-Radiyah, one who is content with Allah's will. She is Mardiyah, the one who Allah is fully satisfied with. She is Muhaddatha, the one who the other prophet, other than the prophet, the angel speaks to. She is Az-Zahra, the one whose prayer place illuminates a great amount of light to the extent that becomes a starlight for the beings in the sky. She is Fatima, the one adorned with the best virtues and separated from ignorance and impurity. She is Fatima, salamullah alayha, the chief of the ladies of the world. No wonder the Prophet gave her the utmost respect to the extent he used to stand up so she sit in his place. He called her Ummu Abiha, the mother of her father. No wonder. In the face of her father, she is the best of all daughters. No wonder in the face of her husband, she is the best of all wives. No wonder in the face of her children, she is the best of all mothers. But no wonder in the face of all women, she's the best role model. But this great lady's love was cut short because she stood against the highest form of oppression, because she stood against the highest form of tyranny, because she stood against the highest form of infidelity, because she stood against the highest form of corruption, and she stood against the highest form of hypocrisy. But the enemy started cutting her life short to stop her movement. But you all should remember, whenever there is a force against the form of oppression, a form of infidelity, a form of hypocrisy, a form of corruption, she is there. She was on the ground of Karbala when there was a stand against oppression. She was there when the Islamic Revolution stood up against all forms of tyranny in our present day. Now my question for you is this: what will stop you from standing against oppression when Zahra salamullah alayha is with you? Salawat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.